So speaking of that, George Johnson, as part of the legal work that he was doing, has talked to another district, I think it was in Chelan County, and got multiple documentation or documents that would do exactly what Duncan was just talking about. And so that's the kind of work that we are doing, trying to lay that roadmap for you, part of that complete picture. And so I'm assuming if you look at our minutes, she'll probably be shared, or we can provide those to you, because that information, the different resolutions, ordinances, and whatnot, to allow that annexation, and it at least gives you a template to work off of, so you're not wasting your time doing all of that. And so that has been pulled by George and provided to our committee as part of that our process.
I watched that process over in Chelan. It's very similar to our situation that we have out here, and I did talk to a couple of the commissioners back at the annual meeting to see what they were doing, and I'm glad George reached out to them.
Mr. Chairman, one of the things that we're really committed to do is we see our final recommendation and this roadmap that we're suggesting that we're going to provide is helping frame up some of the discussion that you'll ultimately want to have with the community. This has to be a broader vision. This isn't about moving a bunch of peas around on the table where, if I'm a voter, it's like, well, why do we have to take this vote now, and what is this vote? And I thought we already did this already. I mean, having a very coherent view and strategy of the future of emergency services for our community, everything should be framed in that context, and that's primarily what we're trying to do here as well.
So one of the points I would bring up yet again that was initially brought up by Rebecca and then by you, Chuck, actually the three of you, in terms of improving healthcare services and rescue services for our citizens, is to, particularly from an operational point of view, and you mentioned, Chuck, that you anticipate re-interviewing or perhaps interviewing additional people, that Chief Collins be included, perhaps in the accompaniment of Chief Martin, because both those gentlemen have been there, done that. You've heard from Jerry, but you haven't heard from Norvin, and I think he's a wealth of information in terms of you guys making the right recommendation to the two boards.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's definitely on our list.
Perfect.
Duncan, thank you. Are you planning on a vote next year? Is this something you want, if the downtown wants to do with the fire district?
We will do whatever you ask us to do. If you decide you want to go forward on this, we can put together a vote, and it could happen in 2019.
I think the district and the town should do this regardless. This is something that should have been done.
And up till now, it's very difficult to go out to people and ask them to raise their taxes unless they think that there's a purpose and a reason and a justification behind it, other than just new money and relieving the town of tax burden.
Well, I think after the first year, after the holidays, the district and the town should get together with the mayor go forward with this thing.
I think that we need the support of the CAG group before we even. Annexation requires two votes, a vote from the district and a vote from the town to the annexation. I think we all need to be on the same page. The reason we're having this meeting tonight is to figure out make sure we're all on the same page to move forward. There's most of our firefighters in here, our EMTs are in here, and everybody else, it affects everybody in this room. You know, and I don't know if anybody realizes that there's a rumor mill in Friday Harbor.
well, can you spell that for
me? You know, at least it gives the public a general idea of where we're at, which way we're going forward, and they can form their own opinions and that sort of thing. But I think that I agree with Duncan, not very often, but I agree with Duncan now that if we can set forward a roadmap. It's always been, to me, the biggest key of this puzzle is the town of Friday Harbor and the relationship that we have with the fire district. I was told years ago that we'd never provide fire service in Friday Harbor. We provide fire service in Friday Harbor now. I have spent hours looking at rural fire districts and that sort of thing and toying back and forth of annexation. It's a tricky thing to do. It's got to have everybody on the same page when you move forward like that, to look at the advantages and disadvantages. But I think that's it. I think that that is the key to moving forward whichever way we go. So
So Bob, Dr. Apicum wants to say something.
I'm saving the best for the last.
Yes, of course.
Second down motion.
All in favor?
So on this flow chart, one, I want to thank you guys. I've been to, I think, 5 or 6 meetings just to watch you work. And if you get a chance to watch these guys work, it's amazing how hard they are working on this. And I think that if we do nothing else tonight here, that these two boards get together and buy flowers for your partners. I know what it's like coming home from meetings. And what did you do? Oh, you made nothing. You've been, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, and the roast leak.
I think she'd rather have an airplane with floats.
Okay.
So no, that might be me.
I'm a little conservative. Okay. And I keep on hearing about the annexing, and I think you guys should remain in the center. The other issue, though, that I haven't heard is EMS covers some islands.
Districting.
Fire
is
not.
Right. There's an element.
There's an element there of about $100,000 or $120,000 of, or give or take 10% something, money coming out of the islands to support EMS that fire couldn't get there in service. And that's a big governance issue.
It is.
And that's a very important issue.
It is.
It is a very big issue.
Yeah. And I don't see a way of going forward until we start solving that issue. The one thing like don't want to do is get a bunch of people in an uproar where we can't even pass a levy.
So there are parallel paths, and the challenge is which one goes first, because if this one executes and the rest of it doesn't, then there's a shortfall, or people think that, geez, I've been shortchanged here. So there is parallel tracks that really has to simultaneously run. And we've had long discussions, is do you do them all together? Do you parallel them? Does one hinge on the other one? What exactly achieves the outcome that the recommendation is moving forward? And you're absolutely right, Dr. Appleton. That's because it's not within our control, any of us, to be able to sit down with Chief Martin or Chair Jarman or whomever to say, yeah, it's simple, I'll make that decision, I'll do that thing. And it's been that kind of dialogue. There's orchestration to this.
And it's one of those discussions that has unintended consequences. There's financial consequences as well as functional and operational consequences.
And my other point there is each of these commissions, we do have a home interest. And giving up some money on one end and asking people to pay more on another end as we try to combine these is very important. A year ago when this started, I was so happy to have an independent commission to come out and work as hard as you guys have done to make sure that when we go to the public, we've done our due diligence. We've had problems in the past with due diligence and some other issues that have cost us a lot, and this commission, have cost us a lot of money in attorney's fees, and I don't want to get to that point. I want everyone on the same page when we start going forward. So I am very supportive of your independence. I don't think we should interfere with it. A couple more months. I think Duncan answered the question for why not now, because they have a whole process they have to do of educating and voting and educating again and voting. So I don't see we're hurrying from our point, from my point of view, or these commission's point of view, is going to change much in timing, if at all.
Yeah, that would be a question you would have to answer. I mean, there's also even internal people, and while that will be a lot of the organizational's challenges to deal with that, but you know, they're just still elements that we're looking at. There's a lot of internal changes. That what does all of that mean to internal individuals, and if the change happens, does that compromise externally to what? So, if there's something that we're not seeing, though, you need to share us. I mean, one of the things that we discussed was if we are going over a cliff, that you don't want us to go over, probably we ought to stop before we get to the end. So if you guys see something that we're doing and maybe a little bit more interaction as we get to conclusion might be appropriate, so that we are steering, you know, collectively trying to get to the right direction and still keep it independent so that the process works. But because at the end of the day, again, as we, I think we've all shared, and we all look at what the what our ultimate goal is.
Mm-hmm. So, in looking at, since we brought Chief Collins on board, and my conversations with Mr. Wilson, that every time I walk away with other questions. Like I said, did Chuck did the same thing? Chief Collins and I had a discussion. He asked, he said, why would you want to change your boundary? Why would we not want to do those outer islands? If you look at how they set up rural fire districts and that sort of thing, there's a map, and it'll show on the map that we'll have a fire engine on your doorstep within 30 minutes of when you call. We'll have they set levels of service to how they're going to serve that people. That way, when people are voting, they know that what they can expect. We're going to hit that 90% of the time. So that question came up. Do we want to change our boundaries, or do we want to increase them? And then Duncan always asks me every time I leave his office, he goes, why are we doing this? And I still haven't come up with a good answer for him yet. But
save it for the $800 guy.
Okay. Yeah. Chief Collins, do you have anything?
Well, obviously being new into taking all this in, both prepping for even exploring this opportunity, which I'm gracious for, and then reading through everything that you guys have done and interacting with both boards and some of the individuals. So you guys are doing a fantastic job. The one thing that I would throw out for consideration that I read in your last minutes to caution as a thought is when you start asking for levels of service and what the public expects or wants, that opens up the potential for them asking for something that is not realistic or even possible. And then when you're talking the combination of fire and EMS, you may get the public, because of their misunderstanding, to cross-pollinate and say, well, I want to have this level of service, which is unrealistic for either organization to explore. So I would caution on how far you ask the public, well, what do you want as service? That's an interesting question. Let's see, the other thing that I had that just to ponder as you think about timelines and giving us recommendations moving forward, that is, you guys have done all the work. We've read your minutes and where you're going. There's going to be some time that I would ask you guys to build in your recommendations of how long is it going to take the boards and the leadership of the organizations to actually fully digest and understand what you're saying. You'll give us the executive summary. You'll give us all the details behind. But as you think timelines and time frames as we go to vote, as we communicate and develop strategies for communication out to our citizens, it's going to take some time to digest. But what you've all said, which is the paramount piece, what's in the best interest for our citizens and our community, as long as you stay that as your focus, you can't go wrong. And from an outside and a new in, there's so many nuances, as you said. But if those things are addressed with the bottom line is what's best for the community and the citizens for their end care, it's going to be a good outcome.
And, you know, Chief, just to your point on levels of service, one of the things that we want to keep saying clearly as we go forward, it's what's the best level of service that's affordable? Because that's always the point. You know, my experience in politics in California was that California politics is easy. You know, everybody wants everything and nobody wants to pay for anything. That's how it works. So once you get over that, everything's great, right? But affordability and how you do that really tamps down expectations about what's realistic and what we can provide. I mean, it just does. And that's a good admonition.
Chief Martin, I was going to get to you, but I want to give Duncan one more chance because it's 10 to 6 and he's going to be taken out of here.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
In closing,
you mentioned, I never asked the question about, you know, why are we doing this? It's a rhetorical question. It's, we always have to keep our eye on the ball. We always have to be able to answer the question about why we're doing it. The town is very, very happy with the services that we receive from Fire District 3. We're very, very happy with the services we receive from EMS. we have no complaints there. And we stand with everybody else on this island to do whatever is necessary to try to facilitate the results of this study. We don't really have, you know, if the overall vote is to keep it the way it is, we will live with it. The overall decision is to let's put the merger together. We will do everything we can to help facilitate that process. And I will tell you that having an ALS service, having lived with Medic One in Seattle growing up, I know what it's like to go to an area where you only have BLS available. The service level that we have here, from hospital to EMS to fire, is miraculous. We don't really understand how lucky we are to be in this place and have this level of service available to us. And I think the people in the town appreciate it, and I really appreciate it too. So from our standpoint, we were willing to move forward. I do think that we need to concentrate on the roadmap, which will entail not only working with the town to set up how we would go out to a vote, but there's eventually going to have to be some high-level legal work done, the people that understand levies and how the merger would work from a technical standpoint, and let us know what things need to be done on the front side going forward, because it's a very, very complex thing utilizing all parts of the revised Code of Washington. So as I told Bob, you need a hot knife through butter when it comes to it. And I appreciate it. So we're ready to work with you whichever way this goes, and I'm hoping that we can get to a vote sometime in the next year to put this together, because I think we belong annexed in. And that's not to say that I'm a big fan of additional taxes, but if there's ways we can make it work for the voters and have a goal for them that they know that if they're voting for this, there's a carrot at the very end, which is a new system that will, you know, in the long haul, be cheaper for them and provide a greater level of service for everybody. We're all in. So.
And I do appreciate you always asking the question, why are we doing this? Because it does keep me thinking. It keeps my ideas open, and it gets me out of my comfort zone in my little box that I like to live in. Thanks, Diane.
Chairman, may I just answer Chief Collins' question that he had when he said level of service?
You bet.
Because I think it's important. I think we're really trying to identify is a level of expectation for two reasons. One is that if we understand what the residents' expectations are, we can help to stay them off so that as we go through this process, we know hopefully what they're looking for and we can. And the other thing is that it hopefully then we can give those expectations to the boards as a measuring tool for the success of this, because at the end of the day, when you spend the money, you'd like to know that you're being successful at what you're getting, or you have some kind of return that truly is coming back, that is a measurable statistical data element that can. So I think that heed what you say and truly understand it, but we've groped with the consolidations, the redistricting, and so forth. So when it comes out, is it just or is it wow? And if it's wow, how do I measure wow? Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Actually, I do have an ulterior motive. I want to keep you guys independent, so if something goes wrong, I point your finger.
That's the beauty of an independent body.
It's so American.
Chief Martin, you have a question? Hey, Deb, man, you got a question?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, not at all. I'm talking about Chief Martin.
No,
we haven't heard from Chief.
Yeah,
I'm encouraged by the CAG. I you know, watching you guys work at the one meeting and then reading the minutes, and in that, I really appreciate you guys for your energy in the product that you guys are putting out. You know, it really looks like that they're doing their due diligence and looking in all the corners and crevices of what needs to do. I also would like to thank both the boards for pulling this together. I think this is, it's been a long time coming. I think it's very brave of you guys to come out there and to pull this together, to get the CAG together, to look at putting our two organizations together. So I think this is very positive, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
At this time, I think we'll kind of start to move into some, our new business discussion of possibly a road forward. I agree with Duncan. If there's something that we can get going now that we could be working on, the question of annexation of the town of Friday Harbor into Fire District 3, if that were something that we could start with a path forward to move ahead with on our side, would that be something that the CAG could support, I guess? I mean, at least we could start moving down with the forward while you guys are finishing up your report and everything, but we can at least start getting the ball rolling in that one direction.
Mr. Chairman, our working group, we've talked about a number of options, and one of the ones that came up pretty early, and it tends to be irregardless of where we all go, was a discussion between the district and the town and the possibility of moving forward with
annexation.
I would just procedurally like to bring it back to our little working group and have the group take an action jointly. But we could do that in our meeting. We've got a meeting scheduled on Wednesday, and we can do that and report back.
At least we come out with some action from at least this meeting, that we've got some path to start to work forward to, that we can, because that's a big chunk.
Yeah, and I'd like to just include all of our members in that discussion and decision.
Additionally, I would encourage, as I encourage the CAG to interview, certainly Chief Collins as well as probably re-interview Chief Martin, but to have these two gentlemen collaborate. Both of them been there, done that. They have a lot to share in terms of commonalities of needs and protocols, both here on San Juan Island as well as countywide, and a whole host of things that I would anticipate they would share with you if and when you decide to interview them, which I think would be important information for you folks to assimilate.
It's definitely on our to-do list.
I know you said that before. I tend to be redundant.
No, that's good.
Okay. One more question, Chuck. Would you, when you are complete with your report, would you want to have us hold another meeting like this so that you can present it to both boards at the same time?
Yeah, I think that would be totally appropriate. I think that would be...
So we can work on setting up that date when you get ready to release your report, and that way the public and everybody can see it all at the same time. So the texting can all start at once.
Sure.
But also has the advantage of having both the Fire 3 Board of Commissioners as well as the PhD Board of Commissioners talk in real time with you folks. Because it takes three of us to do the major dance as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So.
While I would appreciate your input as to the whether we should annex the city or not, that seems to me to be a completely separate issue from this. This has been discussions that we've had as long as I've been here, before the merger was ever even brought up. And I'm just wondering, well, as a courtesy to the CAG, because you guys have done such a great job, we do, we've heard it enough, but you've done a great job. Do we necessarily need their input before we start working on that?
I think, I don't know if we necessarily have to have the CAG's input from it, but
we need their
support. There's really no sense going forward and taking that vote forward without a full and complete report from the CAG, supportive of this process, and vote from these organizations supporting the process to move forward, because the voters in the town are going to have to have. They're going to have a reason to do what they're going to do. Getting to vote you into office, getting to vote for your positions is one benefit of annexation, because they don't get to vote right now because we're just contracting. So we have to lay out all of the benefits and the long-term plan before we would go out to do it. Doesn't mean we can't start looking at what dates will be available. If we're going to have a report from the CAG in March, we can be looking out late in this year for dates where that vote could potentially take place. Because if it has to happen sequentially, we want it to happen as soon as possible. Because once we get that one, if we get that one done, then you can move on to the next one and keep knocking the pins down as you go.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you could, the annexation could be on the primary or the general. So are you talking,
yes,
like have the annexation on the primary and the merger EMS?
I don't think it could happen quite that quickly, but I mean, we can have a special election. There's special election dates too that can be set for it, but we have to find when the best time to have that vote would be. And we have to, the education of the public to find, why are we voting on this? We already have fire service. Why am I going to be taxed? What am I going to get for this? What's the purpose behind it? There's an education process we're going to have to go through.
It makes sense to have all that in one process, because that's going to hopefully hype the people to vote for it because of this process we're going through.
Then there will be benefits achieved, and if they know they're doing this to facilitate the eventual merger, and there's financial and operational benefits, great.
I'd like to also ask the boards all, if we can get the two chiefs starting to work together to come up with plans and ideas. They've talked to you in some respects. Chief Collins will talk to you, but there's a lot of other ideas. And I mean, looking at deadlines, like for this, I don't want to do a separate, like I said, I wasn't intending to do some separate committee that's working in a silo situation with yours, but if we could collaborate with what we could be doing. So maybe have the chiefs certainly work, and maybe have an appointment of a couple of commissioners so that we're there for you to answer and to try to figure out if there's anything that we can work towards ahead of that deadline.
I would think at this time that we leave the CAG has done a good job. I still think that we should keep our hands off, and if we do want to come up with a path forward to start looking at this annexation, that's something that we could be working on while the CAG is finishing up their report. And if we get the support of the CAG when we're looking to move forward, I mean, at least we've come to some sort of conclusion that we can move forward with it, because it's going to take some time. Plus, I think each election, if we go to election, we're only one on the ballots. I think it's about $40,000 per election. So, I mean, we're starting to get into some serious bucks. So I think that personally, I would, speaking for myself, is keep our hands off of the CAG and let you guys finish up. And you know you're welcome to call the chiefs or anybody.
Yeah, speaking for myself as a PhD commissioner, I feel exactly the same way. You made a convincing presentation in terms of independence, you think, just for that. That was a good call on our part from the get-go. We've been dutiful in that. There's no reason to switch gears now and to go elsewhere. Between now and March is not a heck of a lot of time, frankly, all things considered, especially with holidays in the middle. And although at our age, we don't get much in the way of Christmas presents. So I concur. Thank you, sir.
Is there, no comment? Oh, I was getting there. Do we want to take any action to formalize a path forward, or should we just start looking at a path forward with the town for the annexation?
Well, I think we discussed that. And we'll wait to hear back from the CAG.
And then there'll be your January meeting.
Yeah, actually be in our meeting next week.
Okay, next week. So if you could just give us a call or let us know, then, because it'll mainly be between Fire District 3 and the town. If you give Chief Collins a heads up, and at least we can open up our checkbook.
Well, thank you for that consideration.
Thank you. All right. And thank you guys again for your time and everything. But at this point, any other?
No, sir.
I did mention flowers.
At this point, I'd like to open up the floor for public comment. And if I get a raise of hands to see if anybody wants to comment.
Sure.
If anybody else wants to comment. So, no, the only reason I was asking was trying to get a show of hands so we could log in and allow time for everybody. But Sharon, the floor is yours.
Thanks.
State your name.
Good thing I know you for so long. Sharon Cubisto with San Juan Islander. Excuse me. I just had, my question is mostly for Duncan, unfortunately, he left. But it seems like the conversation assumes there's going to be a merger or consolidation or something. It wasn't you weren't saying if we decide to do this. It was when we decide to do this. And I just wondered, is that just, you know, was that intentional or is that just happened to be the way you talked about it?
So for the last 12 years, we've been talking about annexation sharing with the town and possibly back and forth ever since we did the original contract. It's been on the table for 12 years, but if things start to change, it's basically to the advantage of the fire district to have the town annexed in. And
I understand that, but I meant the general merger between EMS and fire. It wasn't like you weren't
no.
saying, if we decide to do this, it was when we decide to go out for the vote.
Every year we've talked about if we want to merge with annex the town in.
No, so she's talking about this. Talking about the merger.
Oh, no.
Saying when
not if, but not yet.
I think Duncan did. I did hear Duncan say that he felt like he should start working towards this because it would be on the ballot and he'd like to do it in 2019. And he did say, so if the answer from the CAG is yes, then we'll continue forward. If it's no, then we'll make another decision based on what fire district wants to do. He didn't specify that.
So also,
he said yes or no.
Chuck asked, you know, should we go forward in so many words, and my take on that and answering it is that, yeah, it holds more promise than not. It has a potential. What that potential is going to be in the methodology, we don't know, but it holds promise, particularly in this point in time. So time will tell, Sharon, definitively, if, number one, and when.
So if somebody was betting, they should bet, yes, you're going to do some sort of merger.
I would, if I was a betting person, which I never do bet,
so be quiet.
I would use dice.
Sharon, every roadmap I've seen addresses the issue of maybe not.
Okay, thank you. That's what I
want. That's when I hear it, it's always, well, why? Just like you said, why? And, you know, there's some good whys and there's some bad whys. And I have not heard any of that taken off the table.
Okay.
In all the meetings I've been to, and minutes are one thing, but discussion at the table itself over 2 hours is a whole different deal. And you should listen to the tapes. But I hear the, no, should we do this or should we not? And if not, okay, then it's back to us what we're going to do.
Okay. Thank you.
But they're going to give us the information. And then I'll respect a lot of, I have a lot of respect for what's going to come out of this committee.
Okay. With that being said, no more public comment. Our looks like our path forward is your guys' next meeting. If you want to decide to give Collins a call, tell us if it's a possibility we can start looking at the annexation and working with the town of Friday Harbor on that. And when you guys are ready, we'll schedule another joint meeting.
Great.
Once again, we appreciate.
Yes.
Thank you.
The Fire District 3. We have adjourned.
Yes. PhD's adjourned.
PhD's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, adjourned. We're adjourned.